Hello, it's about 9 PM on the 10th of May. And I just thought I'd come on and, well, say a couple of things. I'll explain about the post that I put on couple of days ago. It was Neighbourhood Network's 15th birthday, and we're at a disco, but it was far too loud. It sounded to me like a nightclub. It did, and the lights were too bright as well. Far too bright, too loud. I couldn't talk to anyone. But I recorded, well, some of it anyway. So I'll download that a bit later. No, I did download it, didn't I? Already did. Disco. On the 7th of May. I don't know why, but I'm kind of stressed and depressed, and goodness knows why, really. Well, I think it's been building up for weeks, but then something happened last week. Not yesterday, but Monday before. Oh, something stupid, really. Like, the dialer bus. It was a misunderstanding, that's all. But, all the same, things went haywire. All because the regular driver took the day off. He told his boss that he wasn't going to be working, but they obviously forgot. And they went frantic. They said, oh, Ian's not turned up for his... Oh, for his work. He says, I told them. And I seen him on the Thursday afterwards. He says, I told them I wasn't working. It was a bank holiday. So, as a result of that, yesterday, he gave us... Well, not me, but... another passenger, Bill, the number for the bus. You know, if anything goes wrong or that, or any problems. He says, oh, I'll take a day off and everything goes haywire. That's true. Very true. Because nobody else knows the area like Ian. And they don't have anyone else that knows the area. And Ian keeps telling them, don't put people on that don't know the area. And they do it, yeah. I was, I was having a panic attack and everything, because at the time I thought something had happened to Ian. I really did. But he says, no, I just took a day off. But I had a... Well, it must have been a panic attack, even in the bowling, because I couldn't even walk to the door and that, or that, I was like being helpless, you know, and I had to get two drivers, you know, both of them were bosses, but the first one was, well, he was worse than the second one. The first one says, I can't do this. You know, he's meeting everyone about an hour late for their appointments. But everyone's all right now with the bus. Well, I think. I'll get it again tomorrow. When I go to the... Hollywood Bowling near the Showcase Cinema. Hollywood Bowling for 10-pin bowling. So I've been playing it twice this week then. Monday and Thursday. Last night I was in Airdrie. Oh, here's Zeb. He's just come in. But for some reason, still quite stressed. Not because of the bus and that now, but just everything that's happening. I mean, I'm going away soon as well. On the 13th of May to the 15th. Again, as for bowling down in Wigan. So I'm hoping that'll release the stress a bit. But then I'm going to Devon as for singing. That's from the 19th to 23rd of May. Now that's a bit complicated because, well, it's a special hotel for blind, partially sighted people. Nothing bad about that. But the complicated thing is, well, they've got all the facilities for the dogs, and guide dogs and that. But the hard thing is, it's the food, you know. Because we phoned the hotel and they said most of the guests measure it in tins, you know, the dog food. I don't do that. I use talking scales, but they don't have the talking scales, so they're not going to do. Mum says, I can measure it out fine, but the problem is, will it be allowed on the plane, you know, to take it on the plane? That's the thing. And I've just booked my assistance for going to Wigan on the 13th to the 15th of May. Today I was at my singing class. I was in Glasgow. Visibility. And I've got a recording of the train when we were coming back from Partick train station. It's quite noisy. So it is, the train. And before I got on the train, the man at the station, you know, one of the station staff, is shouting, ticket examiner on the platform. Because there was another lady with a disability want to use the train as well. I don't know quite what the problem was, but they needed the ticket examiner anyway. So we had to wait at Partick a couple of minutes. Well, the ticket examiner came to the train. Well, on the platform. Came out of the train onto the platform for something. But the train was quite noisy, I thought, on the way back. Not just with people, it was the train itself, the engines, you know. I've got to go to the hospital next Monday as well. For a scan on the stomach or ovaries or whatever, you know. Because I do get a lot of pain. Not as much as I did, but I think there's something wrong, you know. But if they've done it before, given me a scan before and nothing came up. Well, we'll see this time. If nothing comes up, I still think